When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. Bet Online is your number one source for all things betting in sports. Man, what a time of year. Even in the summer. Wait, I thought it was the slow time. Golf, horse racing, baseball. Yes, the NFL and college football are right around the corner as well. Bet Online, 25 plus years. Trusted online. You can head on over to the website at betonline.ag. You get a 50% welcome bonus with our code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. And don't forget, it's not just an online platform. It's more than just an online betting platform because they focus on the player approach and they have built a reputation on offering clients nothing but the best from cutting-edge technology, enticing promotions, and the latest sports betting odds. And your mobile device, of course, really, really helps you with that as well. Payouts in minutes, fastest in the industry, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environment, online betting at betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. BetOnline, get started today on your mobile device. BetOnline, the game starts here. ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Byrne Dairy, CH Insurance, Welch & Company Jewelers, and Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices together that work to get you the maximum reward. So excited to bring him onto the program. He broadcasted for the New York Yankees as the play-by-play man from 1989 to 2024, recently announcing his retirement. One of my favorite people to have on. Listen to this. John Sterling, 5,060 consecutive Yankee games from 1989 to 2019. Absolutely amazing. John, congratulations on retirement and an unbelievable career. I've always loved having you on, and I appreciate a few minutes here on the Platter, man. How are you?
Well, very good, thank you. I had a good dad's day yesterday. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I know you've been enjoying retirement and soaking in the sunshine, and I just was wondering, as you look back on all those years and all those games, I know it's a million times you've been asked, so what's the moment or what's the, you know, the biggest memory and all that, but I want to know about the end part. When did you finally decide that it was time, and when that took place, was there a moment when you decided that actually entered into your mind about retiring?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while. You know, the years go by, and I've been on the air 64 years. And on July 4th, I'm going to be 86. So I guess I felt it was time.
So when you look back at your career, I mean, you broadcasted some unbelievable, you know, for some unbelievable teams and players. Is there a Yankee or a couple Yankees who jump out who you feel through the years were actually underappreciated, whether they were Hall of Fame players or role players who you felt on a day-to-day over 162 games and you went to the ballpark just like they did, man, that guy is so underappreciated. Did you ever feel that way about a certain player or two?
You know, that's a very tough question. You know, I'd also, can you imagine how many players have played for the Yankees since 89? I mean, so, but I'd say that a couple of my favorites, I have many. I don't know if they're underappreciated. David Cohn would be one. Hideki Matsui would be another. But they, I mean, they both were pretty famous. And Hideki, his last thing as a Yankee was to knock in six runs in the game-winning, World Series-winning game against the Phils, and he was the MVP. And Coney, of course, pitched so great for so many years, and it culminated with this perfect game. So I don't think that they're underappreciated, but those are two that stick out.
So one thing that I've always admired about broadcasters like yourself is through the years, you know, you have different partners, and there's a different approach on the mic. There's a different connection, a partnership. You have to learn from each other. When you went into the booth, how did you adjust to that from partner to partner? Did you do anything on your own to adapt differently to a Charlie Steiner compared to a Michael Kay or a Susan Waldman? Did you do anything to work on the partnership as they changed through the years, John?
No, I kind of do the game. I live my life by the seat of my pants, and yeah. That's how I broadcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michael was with me for 10 years, and Susan, 20 years. So it was easy to work with both of them, and I don't think I did anything special. I mean, the mic is open. Their mic is open. They can talk whenever they want. I'm not being paid by the words. So I don't really think I did anything special. The other partners may not have been right for me. I mean, Jay Johnstone for 2 years, Joe Angel 1 year, and Charlie 3 years. I got along with all of them very well, but Michael and Susan were better for me.
Yeah, broadcasting great John Sterling with us here on the ML Sports Platter. Just a couple more for you here, John. And I'm wondering when you look back, if there's something that sticks out that just, I guess when you're maybe hanging out on the back deck having a nice tea in retirement or watching a game at night, I know you watch all the games still, but is there ever a moment that you stop and think about what you're most proud of through the years? Is it the streak? Is it something else? I mean, what makes you prideful of yourself, you know?
Well, actually, you know, what am I proud of? I'm very proud that I was gainfully employed for 64 years. Well, that's an awfully long time. When I was a very young boy, probably around 10, I knew I was going to be on the air.
Yeah.
And it intensified when I became an adolescent teenager. And it was a good thing, a very, very good thing for me, because I never had to worry about school, because I knew what I was going to do. And I was a terrible student, so it was a good thing I didn't have to worry about school. And it didn't. I always knew what was going to happen. And then when I was 21, I finally got a job. I was on the air ever since.
I mean, born in New York, New York, you know, and you grow up on Manhattan's Upper East Side and you're the voice of the Yankees. I mean, this is the stuff, John, right? This is the storybook stuff,
well,
man.
I'll tell you this, and this is a true story. I swear it. I'll swear. I never thought about getting the Yankee job. I thought it would be impossible.
Okay.
And I never even fantasized about it. Hmm. And as you know, I had a lot of great jobs in my career in Baltimore, in New York, the talk show at MCA, and a lot of sports, a lot of play-by-play. And then in Atlanta, I finally got to do baseball. I was doing the Hawks and the Braves. So I had a pretty good career when I finally got the Yankee job in 89, which was bizarre. I've told this story so many times. I got the Yankee job without an audition. The new general manager of WABC, ABC Cap Cities owned the rights. And this guy came in and he did not like the broadcast and he was going to get rid of it. And he had a producer call me. Would I be interested? And I said, yeah. I said, I don't really want to give up the Hawks. That funny. And I didn't have an agent. And I called a buddy of mine, Mike DiTommaso, who did the Nets games with me years ago. He's a lawyer. And I said to him, Mike, call this guy, and if you can, make a deal. So Mike called this guy, Fred Winehouse, and made a deal. I got the Yankee job without an audition. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I got a job once in Providence in the beginning of my career, which paid $110 a week. And I had to go through about four auditions in three different places. And here I get the Yankee job without an audition. And then it worked. I mean, it really worked. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. And it all started in a little town called Wellsville, New York, right near my St. Bonaventure alum station there, right? In Olean, New York. I know.
Yeah, I talked to Mike Vaccaro about that,
yep.
Who is one of the most famous St. Bonaventure alumni. And he told me he was really close to Wellsville. I forget how far, but within miles.
Yeah, no doubt. It's right there. I had my senior year, actually, one of my roommates was from Wellsville. And the life, the career, the moments, everything that you've given us has just been unbelievable as fans and as media people. I mean, even people like me. I mean, you're the soundtrack to basically my Yankee life. I mean, you started when I was 10. And here I am, 44. I had lunch with you and Mariano in the Bronx one time with my dad, and you've come on a bunch of my shows through the years. It's just been so great. The calls, I know there are so many of them, but it got out of control, didn't it? I mean, did it ever feel like pressure? Because you had to, it went from just one here, one there to calling, like, you know, there's a new Yankee. Oh, I wonder what Sterling's going to do. I wonder what call he's going to make. You had to, like, create all these calls for all these players, John. That's a lot of pressure.
Well, I mean, I don't really take pressure. I don't, oh my God, I have to invent something. But it did make me think. It was not, as you say, it was not meant for every player, not at all. And just something I did. And then it worked. So then people wanted to hear one for every player, which sometimes was very tough. But, you know, it's not exactly world problems. It's not exactly feeding the world or eliminating cancer. So, you know, we got it done about.
In 96, when did you kind of feel it? You know, that maybe something special was starting. Not necessarily the dynasty, but just that year, Jeter and Torrey and, you know, the young reliever Mariano. Did you have a feeling at any point of, man, something might be brewing here?
Well, I was very happy because after Buck left or was forced out, they hired a friend of mine, Joe Torrey. Don't forget, he was manager in Atlanta when I was there.
Yep.
And we get along so well. And as the year started, you know, you just hope for the best. And then slowly, but they got into first place at the end of April with two phenomenal games against Baltimore in Baltimore. And they were in first place, and they never were out of first place the rest of the year. Then in the playoffs, obviously they won the World Series. And every win, or almost every win, they had to come from behind in the late innings. So it was my favorite year, 96. It was a phenomenal year. But I can't say that on a certain day I said, this team's going to win the World Series. I mean, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in it in this day. I mean, the Yankees have a very good team, and they might very well win it all. But also, you can get knocked out in the first round. I mean, you know, playoffs are a crapshoot. And if you run into a team with great pitching, and like in hockey, you run into a team with a great goaltender, you know, that might be the deciding reason.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to leave you after this question. People who listen to your calls now and will listen forever, they get asked about you. They haven't ever heard you, let's say, years from now. Oh, wow, I wish I had him as my Yankee broadcaster, whatever the case may be. What do you hope people say about John Sterling? You know, when they hear the Yankee call, whether they...
You know, I've heard these crazy questions, and I never think this way, because I really don't care what people are going to say. I hope they liked it. You know, I mean, no one goes on the air to sound lousy. And sometimes it works out that way, but no one ever tries to sound lousy. You know, there's a great quote by a buddy of mine, the great Bob Uecker. And he was, a couple of years ago, asked one of those, you know, kind of airy-fairy questions. In 100 years, what would you like people to say about you? And Uecker said, he's still working. So I hope people will think, I hear it all the time. I'm very fortunate. In my 36 years with the Yanks, I have been greeted by the public so wonderfully, with so much respect and so much kindness. And so I have nothing else to ask for. I mean, I have been very fortunate and very lucky in my career. And in my personal life, too. I have 4 terrific kids. So anyway, everything is really good, and I don't care what people say. I hope they say they liked it.
I've loved it. There's no doubt about that. John Sterling, broadcast great, of course, with the Yanks, 89-2019. He had the 5,000-plus straight games, of course, but the totality.
You want me to tell you this? Yeah. It was much more than that, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, yeah, I heard this with John and Mike, with your sister, when you lost your sister.
Yes. Well, it began in the beginning of November in 1981 when I did my first Hawks game.
Sure.
And I never missed a game, Hawks and Braves, and then got the Yankees in 89. And near the end of the year, my wonderful sister passed away, and I took a couple of days off to bury her, and I don't call that missing games.
Yeah.
I call that a death in the family. So if you added up all the games from 81 to 89, it would be a lot more than 5,000. And you know what? It's not important. Who cares?
A million in a row. How's that? Yeah. Well, it was an amazing career, man, and we all love you. John Sterling, thank you so much for all the memories. Thanks for coming on with me multiple times. Hey, happy early birthday, too, and maybe we can do this again down the road, all right? Thank you so much.
I'd love it. I would love it. Thank you, sir.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.